This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. So a few years ago, when I brought a group for Hajj, one of the brothers comes up to me here in Mecca and he was really upset. And he says to me, you know, it's not fair. I said, what's not fair? He said, how come these people here get the reward of 100,000 prayers per prayer so easily? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that one salah here in Mecca is equivalent to 100,000, and they have such easy access to Hajj and Umrah. And I said to him, I said, first of all, you know, I want you to think about the fact that there are people that work around here, and subhanAllah, can you imagine, they will never get to do Hajj because this is their commerce, this is their season, and that is the majority of people that are here. Secondly, they don't get to do Umrah much, maybe they don't have the means, and perhaps they don't get to pray the way that you get to pray because they're so busy tending to things for their worldly needs. But on top of that, I put something back towards him. And that is that, you know, the Prophet ﷺ also authentically said that if Allah guides one person through you, that is better than an entire valley of camels, better than the world and everything that is in it for you. And that is an opportunity that you have that people here don't have. You know, the opportunity of da'wah, the opportunity of guiding someone to good. And imagine if someone takes shahada at your hands, and all of the salawat that they perform here or elsewhere, that's on your scales. And if they have offspring that do the same, that's on your scales. And everyone they influence and benefit, that's on your scales. So focus on the opportunity that you have, the unique opportunity. Don't compare 100,000 salawat to that one shahada that you have without paying attention to the fact that Allah has given you an amazing opportunity where you are. And that really speaks to something bigger, which is to pay attention to the unique opportunities that you have in general to do good that other people might not have. And the Prophet ﷺ, when the poor companions came to him complaining that the rich companions have taken all of the good deeds because they pray as we pray, they fast as we fast, but they're also able to give charity and we're not able to give charity, the Prophet ﷺ said, hasn't Allah given you something to give charity with? And he taught them, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the value of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, after the prayer, that is your charity. That's your ability to give charity as well. Don't miss out on that opportunity. And so intentions are great. And tawfiq, if Allah allows you to do an action, that is great. And that's the bounty of Allah when He allows you to perform a good deed. But whatever your role is, whatever your unique circumstances are, there are certain good deeds that are available to you or easier for you that are not necessarily so for others. Pay attention to those, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has surely customized the path to Jannah for all of us, should we avail ourselves of that path. And the best guidance is always found in the Sunnah of the Prophet. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.